Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Ladies.
Yes, ma'am.
Yabo.
I got some tea.
Mm-hmm.
So, some time ago, right, last week actually, I decided to go to the store. I think, okay, let me go get myself some young muslin nyana, something nyana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I'm there, there's a lady behind me who's got her phone on speaker.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a queue.
Jamie
has what lemon to long, Jalagari, and a Minandifuni, a maintenance. Originally, a Fanella and Niggaza, it 10,000.
Yeah.
Manje, un Niggaza, it 3,000.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, I'm like, why are we having this conversation during the people? What are your guys' views on a phone, in the public, phone etiquette, Mbali?
Look, I get annoyed by small yana things. So something like that would really irritate me. I think even my mom, she's the type that would like play voice notes out loud. I'm just like, why are you involving us in your conversation? So like phone etiquette, very important to me. And things like that, like look at you now. You know even the details of the conversation that is not even meant for you. You know, some people think that we all want to hear indaba zabo. And, you know, I really don't get it. But Mina, it annoys me personally.
Look, I get what Mbali is saying, but also sometimes my issue is that now I'm hooked to your story.
And I want to know more.
To pay, I need to know ubala 3,000. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't in about 7,000. Galoku, icho.
Sana.
You know what I'm saying? That's my problem.
Yeah.
Is that now I'm just hooked to the story. But to be quite honest, it can be very disturbing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because most of the details that are shared in such conversations are usually very personal and very deep. So I just think it's not the right place. It's not the right time.
And generally,
I think people just genuinely don't care about the rest of us. They are living their life. They don't care if we hear. But also, on that note, she's putting herself in so much danger because we now know at some stage in her life, unali tritao. So somebody could follow her home.
Yeah.
Somebody, you know what I mean? So even that, on its own, she's putting herself in danger. But also, I think phone etiquette as a whole is something that should probably be practiced in school, guys, by LLO, because we clearly don't know how to behave in and around people.
Yeah.
We'll be at home watching TV and somebody will play voice notes out loud. They'll play their TikTok.
Yo.
Or answer their phone in the midst of me listening to a podcast or whatever it is. You come into my space and disturb me with your story. So as much as Vele, I want to know where the rest of the money went. But like, there's a time and place and etiquette on how we can receive information.
063-6880-959. That's the studio WhatsApp number. Are there places too inappropriate to take personal calls? Huh? Tell us what you think, peeps on the streets.
Nah, am I toxic for not minding hearing people's stories? Like, get entertainment, guys. It's literally entertainment. I want to hear each and every detail. I will literally even switch off my music because I'm always wearing AirPods in public. I will literally switch off my music just so I can listen to what everybody else is saying. So, Nashem, I'm sorry. Call me toxic or not. Call me Ndabeni, but
hey, Data, you like the tea, my girl?
Hey, this thing of people taking personal calls in public is very tricky and sometimes it can be uncomfortable, more especially at work, because now you take certain calls that were meant for your private space. Now you start crying, and what are we supposed to do? Because first of all, I don't think it's one's place to even ask what's going on, and here we are now, we need to be comforting you. So yeah, I know people need to learn where to take private calls.
Finally, listen to do's, my girl.
I have not learned the tea. Now you see that one. That one is a serious problem. I think, like the colleague is saying, maybe they should add it to LO Gilavana, the phone etiquette. People need to know. Really, honestly, we don't want to be involved in their conversations, whoever. Okay, I'm talking to boyfriend. Boyfriend. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, So honestly, I'm at home. Oh, I guess it's your home. Anyway, compliment.
Happy Dodo.
Morning, Kaya family. Morning, Beastie. And the ladies in the studio. You know what, Beastie? Hey, you know, Chinagula, e-hailing service. It's Bonnie Mitchell. Yazingize ngibuza abanye ngithe hle kahle kahle la mafonweni yini anama ama bathini ama cordle yini ama earpods like angekuzungena ngithola ngithulile emotweni ngimele ngimamele manje le indaba zakho zabo TikTok nama voice note wakho yahleka ku TikTok ubhekile ama video wakho so I must now be part of izinto zakho hey yazi mara abanye abantu like abakwazi respect abanye abantu you know. When I'm driving, when somebody's phoning me, I'm like, Nyamchel, I'm still driving, I'm in a trip, I'm going to phone it up back. That's it. Uber and the phone etiquette. Hey, yes, I'm going to go to the street. I'm going to go to the street. I'm going to go to the street. I'm going to go
to Ring life orientation.
Good morning and happy Monday. So on today's conversation, absolutely, there are spaces and places that are not appropriate for personal calls. But sometimes I'd rather have whatever I need discussed in front of the general public because they don't know me versus at home or at work. And honestly, sometimes. So you just need to put them in their place there and then. Some things just cannot wait.
But my friend, is there a need for everybody to know that information? Like Kanjani.
Hey, Cortez. Monday is a hey, when I eat. This lady goes to this breakfast restaurant in Maftown. Hey, I just waiti damani hangkanyu kwa inafa, hangkaying. Waiti mapani bile, on drop it. Yeah, it's just, the whole restaurant was listening. Yo, you know, I delayed my meal. I ordered another cup just to listen. For yo, mugos. Like the whole, even the manager came and said, no, please keep quiet. She ordered another savivi. And adishwa tamugel. Hey, we listened. Hey, phone etiquette. On best car, directly on loudspeaker, Cortez. Now that loudspeaker, I was there for an hour listening. I think you know my name, Trader Man. Hey.
the drama.
Hey, good morning, Bonono. You know what, Bonono, since Batu, Baba, the phone, it's personal. So the telephone conversation, Leona, it's personal. If you're a Dulikan, how is a Kenilwana Kerek, Rasa Tamilwana Society, and we're not your friends, we don't even want to hear. You don't have sorry to go in public or if you can see that call, it's very private. Tell the person, I'll call you back when you are on your own so that you can have a private conversation because phone were meant to be private, not public. Yo, but I the register got the pipe man.
Mind you, these are characters that we do not even know. Just imagine.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.